It says recording, so I'm just...
Great. Sounds good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you so good, yes.
Great, perfect.
Welcome, Alex Simmons. What are we doing? This is, crazy. Boom time. Hello.
Let's start it off like you used to.
Oh, yeah, how do we start it? Hello, this is Flula Borg, and you are now listening to Tiki Toki Tiki Toki, a Boom Time.
Time for the boom time. What do you think, Alex? How did you like that?
Oh, you liked it so much you opened a can of, is it a can of, oh, dueling beverages.
What do you do? Just, is this the same flavor?
No, we are the same brand. You and I are spin drifting. Some people like to, what is it called when like Furious and the Fast, they're like in the car, like I'm drifting everywhere.
Drifting, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay, well then we are just spin drifting. Yeah, I'm enjoying a raspberry lime, not a sponsor of Boom Time.
Oh yeah, I'm having pamplemousse. Mm. This is very on brand. I feel like in previous episodes of Boom Time, we spent a lot of times talking about sparkling water flavors.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's very simple. We are. This is a sign of the privilege. We can afford underwear and socks. We can afford a hat, and now so we can have a nice conversation. Oh, about bubble waters. Feeling very, well, you know what? I will say this. Either we are very privileged or we're just avoiding real speeches and real talks because reality is a giant fire of dumpsters, as they say. So, yeah, bubble waters it is.
I think both things can be true at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. Walk and what's the other one? Walk and spit gum.
Yep.
Alex, welcome to Boom Time. And Booty Tangers, welcome, Booty Tangers. Wow, it has been... What has it been now, Alex? 6 more months?
It's been a while, yeah. Hashtag grower the shower. Hashtag grower the shower.
Yes.
Hashtag...
Flubega. We don't care.
Flubega.
Yeah,
how's
no
that,
more.
How's that working out?
Who cares? I've lost interest. There's more important things. We can find more important things. But right now, grower the shower. What is up, Booty Tangers? Alex Simmons on the ones and twos, Flula Borg on the fives and sixes, and you guys, in between, you are the Oreo creams, and we are the sandwich. You're on Boom Time!
Time for the Boom Time.
Dance.
It's been about 6 months exactly, give or take a month or two, since we last podcasted.
Yeah.
Has anything big happened in the world in the last 6 months?
Well, no, of course not. What do you talk? No.
Great. I don't want to talk about it either.
Yeah.
How are you personally?
I mean, I believe I am like many people. This is a very weird time.
Yeah.
I do not understand what is happening. I live right now in America, and reality is like, there is a nice, fun effort to just say, hey, pretend nothing is real, and then everything is real, and nothing is real, and... So watching the news, it will make you insane. And so I have just been reading books, listening to weird musics, and, you know, dancing.
That sounds great. Yeah, actually, that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh.
On today's episode of Boom Time.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you've been consuming? Books, music, new dances, it could be anything.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, my most favorite thing to consume is something I do every Saturday. It is a pepperoni pizza. In Germany, we would call it a salami pizza. And then we follow this with a graham cracker, Hershey chocolate, almond butter sandwich. I just eat as many of those as I can until I have passed out watching whatever is playing on Disney Plus.
Okay, let's unpack this a little bit.
Okay.
In Germany, you call pepperoni salami.
I did not say like, oh, pepperoni time. Like, nobody says this. We say, oh, salami time. So if you go to the pizza place,
right,
you would not, no one is ordering pepperoni pizza. This is strange. You order a salami pizza. Yeah.
Right. So like, yeah, in America, pepperoni is just sort of your de facto meat. If you're just, what's the most basic pizza meat there is? Pepperoni. You're saying pepperoni. Germany, salami.
Salami. Yeah. For me, the first time I heard the word pepperoni that I can remember was my friend had a doggy. He was my American friend, and he was feeding it some strange snack. And I was like, what is that? And he said, oh, it's pepperoni. And I said, what do you mean pepperoni? And I thought he was like saying, oh, it's puppy, like meat made from puppies. But no, it is meat. We don't know where it is from, but it sounds like pepperoni, but we have smashed the word puppy on it to make it sound good to doggies.
Do you know in Canada, do you know what they call Canadian bacon there?
I think probably like bacon.
They call it ham, just ham.
Oh, okay.
It's confusing to me.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know what they call American cheese?
Who?
Do you know what American cheese is, actually?
Yeah,
it's not something people... I think it was a lot bigger in the 80s, but... Are you familiar with American cheese, the type of cheese?
A type of cheese is just the country? It's just like, oh, what's the cheese? Oh, American.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
No, this... I assume it means, oh, these cheeses was manufactured in Wisconsin.
Well, okay, yeah, I guess there's... There's kind of, if you really want to get into it, there probably is a overarching American cheese industry, but then there's also sort of a type of cheese that's American cheese. It's a processed cheddar is what that would be. But in Canada, they just call the same thing Canadian cheese.
Canadian cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we don't do this. I mean, Germany, we have many cheeses. We have like my home city, Erlangen. We have something called Käse-Ecke, which is, without some doubts, one of the most famous cheese stores in Germany, perhaps the world. Mm-hmm. You can smell it for hundreds of meters. I maybe have said it before on another Booty Tang, a Boom Time podcast. But so we do not, German cheese is confusing. We would just say, oh, in Camembert vielleicht, or like, oh, Pecorino, and which one, you know?
For a second there, I thought you said in Germany we have many Jesuses.
So this is a problem I found. I was traveling in the south, and someone was like saying something, and they're like, "Oh, Jesus Christ!" You know, it's like, okay. So I did for like many seconds assume there were plural Jesus, and the Lord and Savior was like, it was like Jesus, cheese. Like anyway, all I'm saying is Jesus and Jesus sound very similar, and it's confusing to me.
Great. And so then you follow up the pepperoni pizza with a graham cracker medley of some sort.
Yeah, it's like a s'more.
See how I brought it back there?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
S'more, but I do not like marshmallow very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to replace the marshmallow, we put almond butter, which is like peanut butter, but which is another nut. And then you just make a sandwich and you eat it until you have expired.
Are you saying peanut butter and almond butter are not the same thing?
Yeah, I'm saying that peanut butter is a butter that is made from the peanut, and then the almond butter is a butter that is not made from a peanut, but it is made from the almond, yeah.
Why does peanut butter cost like $4 and almond butter costs like $73?
Oh, well, if this is your prices, you should switch the supermarket immediately. I can recommend to you mine, which I like. And also, I do not know, I think maybe peanut is like everybody have a peanut, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like...
Everybody have a peanut.
Everybody have a peanut, you know, like when I was first visiting here, it's like, dude, you're getting a Dell. And like Dell was like cheaper than the Apple because I think it just was more. There was just more gateways, Dells, whatever.
Everybody have a peanut.
Yeah.
Right.
Alex Simmons, how have you been?
And also, hey, Fula.
Yeah. How are you? Hello.
Hey, I'm good.
Have you been doing in these 6 months?
Great. Just great. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I feel like most of my friends have had different, you know, stages of the pandemic, and they're not always the same. You know, I think when it first started, I was obviously feeling very worried about the state of the world, but also for me personally, I liked working at home, and it was great to spend more time with my family, and there were some benefits to the world falling apart. But for now, I'm like kind of getting over it and ready to like get back to some of the normalcy. So yeah, but I feel like other people I know, right when it started, they were sort of hit with a big change that they weren't liking. And then not to speak of all the other people out there who have dealt with much more serious problems. But yeah, I'm definitely a little over the pandemic and wishing we could all get back to doing some more normal things. Like, would love to just go to a baseball game in person, drink a beer, eat a hot dog, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, small price to pay.
It is true. I mean, you and me, we are both very lucky. Like, this is...
Yeah.
We are not nurses.
Yeah.
Or doctors or someone working at a supermarket. Like, any place where you must be inside and also interacting and risking your health. And this is crazy. I must tell you, I mean, this is, like, going more serious. I feel very guilty, and also like, what am I supposed to do? Oh, I should just make more funny haha videos.
Yeah.
Like, this is really helping. Like, this is like, no, people are like saving lives and risking lives. And here, oh, yeah, you should make a cover song about Gonna Make You Sweat by CNC Music Factory in your backyard. What?
Yeah, you know, I think there's an argument to be made that what you're doing is just as great of a gift to humanity as what someone else is doing. But that's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah. That's a terrible argument. I reject this immediately. Yes. I was worried what you were going to say. This would test our friendship. Because if you did not end with that's wrong, we would have to just reevaluate everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're both incredibly lucky that we can continue to do what we do. Whereas, you know, there's this whole thing is slicing up society in really bad ways. We're thinking about all the people who used to have to go out into the world and they've just completely lost their jobs. And so anyways, not to take us down a dark emotional path there for a second, but also want to say shout out to everyone who's been hit hard by this because feeling for you and hoping we can all come out on the other side of it sometime soon.
Yeah, I must echo this very much. Everybody, you guys, thank you for everything you're doing, especially those people that must go outside and interact with humans or work in hospitals or teachers. Basically everybody except like influencers and like origami designers, you know. Thank you, because yeah, I'm feeling very lucky, Alex, you too. I mean, of course, our jobs have changed. There's like the work is different and there's not so much work of many things. So everybody is having some hard time. But yeah, major shout outs, major Dankeschöns. Thank you, guys. I will tell you, Alex, between you and me and the ear holes that are now still listening, it is very hard for me to make things because of these realizations.
Yeah.
But I am starting to make more things again. And it is honestly just for people who are probably needing some escape, who are doing very difficult things and need like an idiotic, strange German man as an entertainment source. This is why I'm making things. So I hope I can do this in a nice way. And I hope that you enjoy it. And everyone, vielen Dank. Thank you, guys.
That sounded like the end of the podcast, but we could still
it
talk.
Did. I was almost like, bye. Thank you, guys. Time for the bonka. Yeah, no.
Oh, good question, Fluid. Yeah, some of the things that I've been into lately.
Yes. What are you consuming, Alex?
You know, probably not the healthiest answer, but I've just got really into scotch lately. You know, and I will say Johnny Walker Black Label, really good deal. Like it's bang for your buck, great scotch. You know, just it's like $30 for a bottle, and you know, believe me, there's some $100 bottles out there that are better. That's for sure, but you know, for $30, it'll get you through a week or two for sure.
Okay, yeah, not a sponsor. Also, no. Everyone under 21 in America and under 18 in Germany, none of that is true. Alex despises scotch so much. He likes scotch
tape.
Accents
and tape.
And he's got a lot of tape. Oh, he loves those double side, rappy.
Scottish accent is one of my favorites, but I feel like it's not reciprocated.
What do you mean? Like when you speak to someone, they do not speak back from Scotland?
Well, I love a Scottish accent, but the couple times I've been to Scotland, there was no one there saying, wow, cool accent, man. Really love, I mean, I'm not going to do their accent, but they specifically, I feel like, by the way, I feel like we've told all these stories on the podcast before. So just, you know, full disclosure, you've probably heard the story before, but I'm in Scotland. And this happened to me on multiple occasions. I would go to ask someone simple directions. For instance, I was like at a bar, probably drinking scotch as I do. I said, excuse me, do you know where the restroom is? And the bartender goes, blah, 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 blah. And like as though I spoke like one of the adults on Peanuts.
Yeah.
Blah, like, blah, blah. Do you know where the restroom is? She's like, oh, I don't know. Fuck, why did you say it? And I was like, she had no idea what I was saying. And I'm like, I think I mumble a bit. And I'm sure it was loud. And they definitely understand Americans better than we understand them in general because of TV and all the media that we force on them. But still, it was amazing to be somewhere where an English-speaking country where what I thought of myself as not having an accent was just crazy talk to them.
I found this as well. Really, well, people do not understand just how rapid speech is like you when you are speaking very slow in your brain, you are still speaking too fast for me. And then like for like a Scottish person, you are speaking like 80 million hour miles and weird language. The pronunciation is so much different to like translate each of the word. If you had just said one word like pee pee or like poo poo me poo poo.
Your two examples.
Yeah. Well, I am using your scenario. If I'm in Dubois,
I mean, just pick any two words out of the English language. Pee pee, poo poo.
Yeah.
You know, any word. You pick any word. Those are the two that you might pick as an example.
Well, okay. Here is what occurred. You went to the restaurant, the bartender. You're like, excuse me, ma'am. I would like to let you know that my bladder, there is some pressure accumulating, and I would like to relieve it in a place acceptable for toilet usage. And if you only had said, hello, me, pee-pee bad, where? Then they would just know.
Hello, me, pee-pee bad, where?
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right over there.
Right there.
Have you found that in different parts of America, there is a different level of comprehension of your accent?
Yeah. I have found that in the South, it can be more difficult.
Yeah.
And this is very general. Of course, there are peoples everywhere that do understand me and also do not understand me. But I think I am... I found that in the South, everyone thinks I am from Australia.
Yeah.
As many times what I have been, like, this occurs. I just think when you are in a city, you probably just hear more different things. So your ears are accustomed to hearing all kinds of things, to include Crocodile Dundee and also, you know, Christoph Waltz or whoever. So,
well, he's from Austria.
He's from Austria.
Australia.
You could... That's, well, I was trying to make two.
Oh, yes. You're confusing.
Oh, sorry. See, look, and you are not from the South. And so everyone is confused. It's not a regional. It's just a universal.
There's a hilarious scene in Dumb and Dumber when they confuse Austria and Australia.
Really? I went to see Dumb and Dumber, and then as it was playing, I received so much hunger that I had to leave the theater to eat.
You sound like you're... You have shame about this.
I do. Well, everyone says it is a comedy masterpiece, but I was just so hungry that I was like, I know this is probably nice. I must go. I must eat.
But it came out like over 20 years ago. You never actually went back and watched the rest of it?
No. And it was, this was a few years ago where some, you know, theaters are playing like classics or something. So I was,
Gotcha.
Yeah. But no, I have not watched it, yeah.
Have you been watching anything on the old streaming services or television that you've enjoyed lately, Flula?
Yes, thank you for asking, Alex. I will return your question to you. I have been watching only things that I know about, because right now everything is not clear on Earth to me.
Yeah.
And very confusing, and what is happening? So I need to see things where I know how it will end.
Right.
So I've watched all of Game of Thrones once more.
How many times is this?
At least four times.
Four? Now. It's more than that, isn't it?
It's more, yeah. So it is more, but I will tell you, the first two or three times, it was up to season 6 or 7 because it did not exist yet.
Right.
But so now it's probably 3 or 4 of all of it. And then, Breaking Bad, I've now just finished to watch that. I'm now, as you have recommended, I'm dipping my toesy into You Better Had Call Saul.
You Better Had Call Saul.
You Better Have Called, yeah.
That's what it's called.
I don't like it as much, and I will tell you why, because I do not know what will happen.
Right. Well, you do know what will happen because you watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, he will become a lawyer that's like, give me a dollar in my pocket and don't shoot me in front of the camper. And yeah, but... There's a lot of seasons. What have you been digesting, observing, watching?
Well, I watched and digested The Queen's Gambit recently. Have you seen this?
Okay, so I will tell you, yes, I've watched this as well.
Yeah.
But it is short, and everybody has told me to watch it.
Right.
My mama, my daddy, all the people on Twitter. So I did watch it, yes.
I thought it was amazing. I thought it was just... perfectly well done. And, you know, before this whole pandemic thing started, we were working on a project about chess. It was amazing to me because it is actually very difficult to make chess exciting, and they did an amazing job of, you really don't need to know anything about chess to care deeply who's going to win. At the same time, the chess was very realistic to me, at least. And I remember reading that they had some experts kind of mapping out the games, making sure everything was like accurate as much as it could be on a TV show. So knowing that made me feel like it was all authentic. But yeah, just the costumes and the design and the acting, and just like, it was just like one of those projects where just like everything was done perfectly. And you're just like, I will never be a part of anything that is this well done. It's just like so perfect.
Yes, you will, Alex. And also, of course, it's always with to have very much money, you know. Oh, I know money does not look, everyone, I remember as a child, people were like, Waterworld is so bad with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, too much money.
Too much money. So that, yes, that was many dollars, and people maybe didn't like it. So money is not the only solution, but
there were so many times on that show where they would just cut to one shot of them in a, I don't know, in front of a whole new location, like in a store buying a dress. And it would just be that one shot, and they would move on. And I kept thinking, that was like a day of shooting just for 2 seconds, and then they move on to the next thing. And whereas most people are trying to maximize every shot and every location, and I was just like, they're jumping around the world, they're jumping around locations, they're spending so much money. But it made a difference.
It looks great. Yeah. I will say, so one thing is interesting to me is the backgrounds. Our brains have now understood. Okay, so I watch, this is connected, I promise to you. I've also now been watching Lord of the Rings once more.
Yeah.
And the graphics, our now 2020 brains are like, oh, this is not very good graphics. Yeah. But it's still pretty good. And when we was younger, it was good. We were not like, this is terrible, I hate Gollum. No, we liked it. And so we are now, our brains are very smart. So even with our very smart brains, when with technology, CGI things, I still think Queen's Gambit was good. But you can see some of the things are like, oh, well, that's computer. We know this is CG.
Yeah.
But the insides, I do not think they are, you can make these so fake. I almost think the inside rooms are more difficult to make and more expensive than like, hey, we are outside in Moscow. Oh, look, it's a tower. Hey, it's a Russian thing.
Yeah, have you been watching The Mandalorian?
This was my next one, because it's connected to this. Yes, I will say yes, and I've been trying to think, is it stupid if I just walk around wearing sandals and play the song and just say I'm the Sandalorian? And is that good content for Instagram?
Brilliant idea. You should definitely do that.
That's a
Birkenstocks with socks on.
Just the Sandalorian.
That's great. Actually, yeah. Do that.
Someone has done it. Every single one of all of ideas in the world is not new.
Speaking. Oh, yeah. Well, The Mandalorian, I watched a little kind of behind the scenes video about how it was made, and it kind of messed me up because the way they make that show, this doesn't spoil anything, I don't think, but they use a lot of video screens and recreate locations all digitally, and they do. It's like all very cutting edge. They do an amazing job. Visually, that show is so cool. But when I saw how they made it, I started to look for that stuff when I watched the show. And I wish I hadn't seen that because I was looking more for the video screenshots than I was for actually wondering if Baby Yoda was going to use his powers ever again or not.
Hello. No,
he's got Baby Yoda like with him all the time. He's like, if only I could just move this brick over here. Well, I won't use this Baby Yoda that can move things with its hands without even, I'll just have to fight this monster first and then move the brick.
I have been thinking of this also. I think it is like they are saying he's a baby or she. We don't know the gender.
True.
They are a baby. So I think they are saying, oh, this baby does not understand power. So we cannot rely. So it cannot be reliable for the baby. Like, there are many times when the baby is in danger, I'm like, oh, if this baby understood its powers, this would not be a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also just from like filmmaking standpoint, if the baby could just fix everything, then there wouldn't be much story.
Yeah.
It's kind of a problem with the Matrix movies where at one point Keanu Reeves is just like invincible, and then the bad guys are invincible, and then there's like no stakes anymore. Like, I don't know, it's like this third one where they just like, there's a 30-minute scene where they just punch each other, but they're both invincible. So then they just like, they're like, Mr. Anderson guy, he just like flies away. He's like, oh,
that's like,
I got a meeting. I'll see you later. And they just like stop punching each other.
He like has a timer. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Oh, oops. Yeah. Coffee is boiling.
Yeah.
I think you know this about me. I have never seen the two sequels to Matrix. I've only seen the first one.
I think they're making another one.
What? Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can tell you. When the first one was complete, I was like, this feels like a perfect movie. We have learned what is the concept. This is the magic of this film. Wait, so there are two more movies where they are still fighting around software? I just did not understand why I must see this. And so I didn't. I just didn't watch those. Should I watch those?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering if... I was going to say something about sequels, but then I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
This isn't a movie podcast. Well, nobody wants to hear our thoughts about sequels.
No, but what is this podcast?
Go somewhere else.
Nobody. Well,
no one's probably listening at this point, right?
No, of course not.
Yeah,
and
great.
Now a fun test. Hey, Bootytangers, if you're listening, tweet me at Flula with hashtag Bootytangers and tell me if I should watch the Matrix sequels.
Anything else you've been consuming in the last few months?
No, I just think that I understand how they work. So the same meal, cheating meal every Saturday, as I said to you, the pizza.
Yeah.
And the chocolates.
Pepperoni.
Yeah, pepperoni. Very good.
S'mores minus the marshmallows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then just now, I don't know what is my next show. It may be now that we are with the holidays coming, I can now watch Die Hard every 2 to 3 days, and this is acceptable. So, Alex, a question for you.
Please.
So I will tell you, just so you do not think I'm making a trick. My favorite holiday film is Die Hard, and people say it is not a Christmas film. Who cares? It's a very good film. I'm just, did you just dab? Do you dab when I say Die Hard? Is that
yeah.
what that was? Oh, for listeners, we are on a video chat right now as well,
yeah.
so we can see the faces of each other. So, what is your most favorite holiday film, Alex? Can be any holiday.
Any holiday.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. Nothing really jumps out at me as like, I really love this holiday film. It's just not really I don't think my favorite films are in that genre.
Oh, yeah.
How's that for an answer?
It is a non-answer because you can still have a favorite holiday film even if you don't like holiday films, and favorite can be so low. Favorite could be like, I tolerate this movie, but I don't care about holiday films. So I will tell you, I don't care about holiday films as well. I just love Die Hard very much. And it is also kind of a holiday film. So therefore, it is easy for me. It may be more difficult for you. So Christmas Story.
Elf is pretty great.
Elf, great. Yeah, Elf is good. Yeah. You know Elf in German. You know what this means?
I do. It means 11.
Yeah. Stranger Things. Nice.
Stranger Things?
Yeah, her name was 11, no?
Oh, right. Yeah. In Germany, her name was Elf.
Yeah, it was Elf.
That's really weird. Is that right?
Yeah, the lip syncing was very weird. They'd be like, hey, Elf! And then the man's mouth is still like, pop, 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 while he says her full name. So the dubbing was weird on the show.
What's an elf in Germany?
Zwerg.
Zwerg.
Well,
so there
may be
elf...
another word. Zwerg is dwarf, probably. Zwerg.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not weird, I guess, but it's weird to me.
Yeah. Well,
it's just,
we are.
Yeah. Well, there's a show where there theoretically could be elves on it, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And then Elf 11 would be fighting the elves, the Schwergs or whatever they're called.
Oh, nice. Pretty good.
It's like an alternate reality.
Would you like to
hear... He's been a Spider-Man when there's a bunch of different Spider-Mans. It's like animated.
Oh. Yeah. Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
one
that's
a pig.
Was that a Christmas movie? I like that, if it was.
Yeah, it's Christmas, sure. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah, someone watched it on Christmas.
You know what I'm craving right now?
No.
I want to just hear a song about Elf Schmelf.
Time for Dump. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong button.
That was great. Is that
you
it? You made it really fast.
Yeah, I did. Oh, hold on. Yeah, I have my looping pedal here, we can... Yeah, let's try.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, baby. Oh, no.
Terrifying.
Hello, hello. Yes, yes. Yeah, okay. Let's go.
Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Ha, ha.
songs of 1980 so great. You will just remember, you will never forget, that all the cool, cool Smurfs were named Smurfette. Oh yeah! Yeah, yeah! Okay, okay, dance.
Okay, that's it.
That was a chart topper.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I love what the viewers at home, listeners at home, didn't get to see was about a third of the way into that, I could see the look on Fula's eyes where he's like, this ain't working. But I'm just going to like, I'm going to just go with it. Just going to keep going.
My whole life is like this. Yeah, I think maybe, I wish I could put the editor in my brain to sleep for just 8 hours or 12 hours and just make a thing. But no, editor Tim has to go and say, that's bad, that's not good, that's so poo-poo. But maybe that is also a good thing. Who knows?
The editor in your brain, is that what you mean?
Yeah, you know, yeah, some people right. are like, oh, I make, so first I create all day, and then I like, I go to sleep, and then I wake up and I edit all of this. No, I cannot do this. Hmm. I'm always editing as I create things.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could separation this.
The voices in your head are unhelpful sometimes, right?
Always.
Yeah.
So
maybe once in a while they could offer a helpful piece of advice instead of just, oh, that doesn't work. Here's why that doesn't work.
Okay, I will tell you. Yes, the voices are not good while you are making a thing. They're just never good. But when you are looking at the thing you are making, yes, they are very good. They can be very good. But you are cannibalizing yourself if you are always editing as you make a thing. I think this is true.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Fula. Here's a old game we used to play.
Great.
And this is called German Sounds with Fula.
Oh,
where
okay.
Where I say some words that I think sound like German, and then you translate them to the closest equivalent in actual German.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll keep it short this time.
Great. No, it's...
And I'll tell you why I'm going to keep it short after we finish.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
Game up.
Okay.
Starbuster.
Starbuster. Starbuster. Ja, das, ach Gott, das Busch da. I mean, you could say das Busch da, which is like that bush over there.
That bush over there.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Great. I've been thinking about you lately in this regard because my three-year-old is learning Spanish, and his Spanish is quickly getting better than mine, whereas I can actually ask him what things mean and he'll tell me, but he also loves to just make up words and he's been just making up Spanish gibberish and then he'll ask me what it means. And there's a lot of times, yeah, it's the exact same thing that he's just, it must just be genetic. It runs in our genes that we want to torture people with this because he's been doing it to me and it destroys my brain. Just like a cannonball going off in there.
Oh, well, it's probably how the bartender at the Scotch bar felt for you. You are just mumbling things. She's like, what is he saying? Like, it's very difficult for us to do this. But yes, why do your Simmons families, why do you like this kind of lingual torture?
I don't know. It's a good question to ask 23andMe.
Can we say what your son made for a nice fun joke?
I don't know. tell me what that means first.
We were speaking about the song that I would like to make a cover for. It's called Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
And the first lines of the song is Blame It All on My Roots. Yeah. And then you go.
Well, yeah, the first thing my son said is, he said, Dad, this song is about a plant. And I said, what? And he said, because he's talking about his roots.
I love
it. And I was like, oh, that's actually really funny. And
then
to top it, he said, blame it all on my toots. And just started laughing uncontrollably. And I was like, oh, that's great. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I told you and Dave and you guys, it was like the perfect audience for that.
Oh, yes. Have you signed your son up for Groundlings yet? He's ready. He's ready with us.
That's like he's already passed the first entry-level class, right?
Just like that. Totally.
Yeah. Do you want to do a few bars of Garth Brooks?
Yeah, baby, bop, bop, do, 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 do. This would be very bad.
I like that. I like it already.
Do, 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 down, do, do, down, do, do, down, bow, 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 bow. Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in bush.
Scheiße. Sorry.
Okay. Blame it all, blame it all on down. My... God, this is just so depressing. Okay, let's try one more time. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bum, 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 bum. 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 I don't know the key, but let's try. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Blame it all on my roots. I show up in boots and ruin your black tie. You're
terrible.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
Fula.
Alex!
Now it's time for a word from our sponsor.
Oh, great.
And our sponsor is socks.
Cotton.
Okay, that was a word from our sponsor.
Great, Flula. Oh, there's actually one more ad read for you here.
Oh, okay, wonderful, yeah.
Here's an ad for transportation.
Wonderful, yes. Do you want to move from one point to another point?
Introducing transportation. Stop standing around and move.
Thank you.
That slapped.
Yeah, the slap thing is very weird. Things slap now? Oh, that slaps.
The slapping slap?
No, this description of music or whatever that slaps. Oh, that really slaps.
No, I know, but I'm saying is, do you think slapping ever slaps?
Yes. Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, Flula, this has been an amazing episode of Boom Time. Wow. But,
it's the best episode. Yeah.
But, yeah. We can't go without doing the thing we always do at the end of every Boom Time.
Yeah. Oh,
is
yes.
When I ask you, or you ask someone else, in this case, I ask you a series of hard-hitting, deep, very, very important questions that you must answer with your lizard brain. There's no thinking. There's no internet research. You just have to spit the first thing out of your mouth that comes to your brain.
Great.
But before we do that, I need a warm, lovely music loop to get us in the right mood.
Okay. Let's do it. Hello. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready. Go for it.
Fulaborg.
Yes.
Upon watching Game of Thrones for the fourth time, who's the character you used to hate the most and now like the most?
I really liked what's his name? He's from the islands. Greyjoy. Theon Greyjoy. I hate it, and now I'm like, sorry.
I really liked him now. Like before, I was like, he's so annoying. And now I'm like, he is tragic. What a just tragic figurine.
Yeah, I feel that way. I think I felt that way by the end of the show. But
oh, wow. Yeah. Especially as you watch it with no breaks. Then you're like, oh man, he made two very stupid decisions, but then this just forced his life.
And he lost the whole appendage just for that.
Yeah, seriously.
Fulaborg.
Yes.
Mango or papaya?
I don't know either of these. Mango is
Criscatan. You don't know.
I don't
mango
know
or papaya?
They are fruits, probably. One is sweet and one is also sweet. It's like with colors. If you're like, what's your favorite blue? I'm like, I don't know the blue kind that's blue that isn't purple I like, you know?
I mean, mango and papaya, I feel like are pretty standard fruits. Do you feel like they're like obscure fruits? Is that what you're saying?
You know my very limited diet. It's just like, I know like what an apple is, and I know like what is cinnamon.
All right, let's try that again. You ready?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Willeborg.
Yes.
Apples or oranges?
Oh, yeah, apples. Thank you.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Willeborg.
Yes.
Would you rather ride in the back of a car for 15 hours?
Yeah.
Or walk on your hands for 37 feet?
Can I... Are there brakes?
No brakes.
I can't walk... well, then it's the first one because I cannot do the second one.
That's right. 37. That's the right answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about you? Yeah, it's you.
I couldn't do the second one either.
Yeah, no. It's not possible.
Yeah.
For my hands.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the right answer. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. There's more.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
What's the greatest hip-hop album of the early 1990s, according to you?
Very difficult question. Sorry?
A very difficult very difficult question.
Our third guest is here.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Hey, who is it?
Me, Tom. Hey, guys. I'm going to edit the podcast for you later. Lots of good stuff in there.
Anyway, I don't know. If I must tell you right now, just for fun, I will say it to you. It's Wu-Tang Clan, 36 Chambers.
That's the correct answer, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Fulibor.
Yes.
Arugula or spinach?
Arugula or spinach?
I would say to you arugula, because I cannot remember what arugula does. But spinach is always sticking in my teeth. It's like someone has made me put some like Elmer glue on my teeth when
kinda,
I eat spinach.
It's got a chalky kind of thing.
Mm, and it is very much trapping on the teeth. Arugula, I think I can just swallow it. It's like the Beach Boys song. Like, they did not sing about spinach. They sang about arugula. Do you know the song? You know the song. Yeah, I'll sing it for you. Arugula, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to. You know it.
Wow. I didn't know where that was going. And wow. Yeah, that's good.
It's very terrible.
Yeah.
apology to everyone. Most importantly, to all of the boys of the beach. Is that it?
All right, one more. There's one more question.
Oh, one more. Sorry. This is a loop now. Arugula, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to take
Flew the board.
Yeah.
Arugula. Yes.
Will there be another episode of Boomtime?
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah, we have to. Let's take this, as I say, in all things. You know, let us take it one day of a time. You know, one day of a time. Perhaps we will do one again.
Perfect. Hey, if you're out there listening, grower the shower and
shower. Yeah.
Shower.
Okay.
It's grower the shower. It always has been.
It's grower the shower. That's
just let us know on wherever that you want to hear it again. We very much appreciate everyone who's listened to this podcast. We love you guys. We hope everyone is staying safe and staying sane. And we'll hopefully all be together in person maybe someday when we can do a live version of the podcast, stuff like that. So shout outs to everybody listening and thanks for listening. Yeah.
Everything Alex said, yes. Thank you very much, guys. And hopefully this just helped to kill several minutes of your day and make you not think about other things. If this occurred for some of you, then this was a success for us. And thank you for your supports, everyone. Yeah, we have received many very kind and dope notes. So, Booty Tangers, shout out to you. Happy turkeys and holiday and Christmas and Hanukkah and all of the things. And stay safe and wash your hands and all of those other things they tell us. Yeah, wear a mask and stay away from other people. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, man. Talk to you soon.
Oh, bye, Alex. Yeah, bye, Alex. Bye, everyone.
Time for the Boomtime.